Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
The title of our message is The City of God. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. We'll read from verse 8 to 10. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Amen. That by faith, Abraham believed God when he was called out from his father's home and country and city. And then he was moving with no certainty, with no knowledge of where he's going. And that he was in that condition with Isaac and Jacob. That is the heirs of the promise. That Isaac was in the same condition. Jacob was also in the same mind. They just believe. And that he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. That means Abraham believed God. Believed with God, his word. That he was interested and curious to know what place he's calling him into. Where is he that he's supposed to go? And so he's saying to us that Abraham was looking for that city which builder and maker is God himself. That God called him as he is calling anyone today. That's what the scripture is saying. That Abraham followed the call by faith. That's why today we have come to that city of God. That has permanent foundations. As it is written. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 12 verse 22. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. He says that today we are come to that city that Abraham was looking for. That city of God. He calls it heavenly Jerusalem. That means it was spiritual Jerusalem. It's not earthly. So that's why the builder and maker is God himself. It's not city of men. It's the city of the living God, where God dwells. Say, God dwells in this city. And that there are innumerable company of holy angels, that is uncountable angels, dwelling in this city. What city? The city of the living God. Do you know that when we come to the Bible, we have come to this city of God? That's what the scripture says. John wrote in John chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. Do you know God dwells in his Word? That is the dwelling place of the Most High, that God dwells in his Word because he is Word. As you are in yourself, God is in himself. He dwell in him. In who? In his word. That Abraham was looking for this city. It was not revealed to him. He didn't see it in physical, but he saw it by faith afar off. because he believed in him. And he whom he believed is that city. He is that dwelling place. That's why Jesus says, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Believe me. You believe in God, also believe in me. That in my Father's house are many mansions. That God dwells in Christ, in his word. See what he says in John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 10. When his disciples were struggling to understand what he's saying. In verse 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. He says, the Father that is speaking in me, Jesus says in the days of his flesh, that he is in God and God is in him. Which God? He is in the Word and the Word is in him. That he is talking of the Scriptures. That believe me, that the words you are hearing is not my words. It's the Father that dwells in me. It's not the words of man. This is the very word of God. That's why it says that none of the Scripture came privately. That holy men spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And what spirit? The spirit of the Bible was in his prophets testifying. And Jesus is saying that there is only one spirit. That's my spirit, the spirit of God. Believe me, is in me. That the words I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life. God dwells in his word. That's why I say you have come to this city of God, to this heavenly Jerusalem, to this city of innumerable company of holy angels, that by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them. That the angels dwell in the word, his angels, not the demons that have departed from the word. Jesus says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, they don't abide in the word. Satan didn't abide in the word. The demons are not abiding in the word. When Adam stopped abiding in the word, he was cast out. When King Saul stopped, he wouldn't continue in his word. He was cast away. He says that we should abide in him and he should abide in us. Who? The dwelling place of the Most High God. That this city of God is Mount Zion. That's why he says in Psalm 48, verse 1 and 2, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Who is that great king? King Jesus. The king of glory. The king of life. The king of kings. He says that this is his dwelling place. The dwelling place of the Most High God. That's why he says in Psalm 40, Psalm 87, glorious things are spoken of him. Oh, thou city of God. And therefore, he is calling us to this city. Because this is the city of deliverance. See what the book of Joy said. Joy chapter 2, verse 32. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. He says, many are called, but few are chosen. Jesus says, strive to enter in through the narrow door. For many, I say unto you, are called, but they don't believe. That this is the dwelling place of God. He said, enter him. Let him enter you. Let the word of God in the Bible enter you as the very Son of the living God. As the city of the Most High God. As the dwelling place of God. He said, it shall come to pass, saith the scriptures, that whosoever will call upon the name of the word of God. What name? The name of Jesus. Shall be saved. Because upon this mountain shall be deliverance, which is the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of God, because that's where God dwells. He said, when you come, you'll be delivered. You'll be healed from every error and evil of the devil. And this is why he says that we should come to him. Come to who? Come to his word. Come to this living city, which the word of God just told us that we are come to this city. Jesus says that you search the scriptures. In them you think you have eternal life, but they are they that testify of me. You will not come to me. He says we are searching the scriptures. We should come to the scriptures as the city of God, as the dwelling place of God, that he that comes to him must believe. He said Abraham believed, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Abraham believed on his city, which is the city of the living God. And that's why he says to them that when you shall see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all his prophets in this city, whom did they believe? They believed the scriptures. He says, everyone that is of these scriptures, believe in him. Born again, not of flesh and blood. Born again of the word, by the word of God. That he who gave birth to them knows every one of them. That's why he says, let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That the name of Christ is upon this mountain, this city. That's why he says, he's so high, so elevated up. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and gave him a name, giving his name to the Bible. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. That he has given the Bible to be the authority over the church. That at his name we should submit. He says the joy of the whole church. The joy. That's why the psalmist says, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of God. Let's go to the tent of testimony, where I will hear the joyful sound again. Because once you come, you are delivered. You hear the testimony of him. You hear the good news of the provision of God, that God has provided for us a city. He said, this city, the builder and maker is God himself. It's an established city. He said, it has foundations that are permanent, unremovable. Is everyone that trusts in this city is exactly as this city. For the Lord himself laid the foundation in Zion. He says, I lay for a foundation in Zion, a stone, a precious stone. He that believe on him will not make haste. He can never be confounded. That if you believe in this holy Bible, he said, you are unremovable. Because he abided forever. And that is why he's saying to us, come. Come to who? Come to the Bible. Come to the fountain of water and drink. Because God has given him to us. To gather us to this one wonderful city. What a glorious city. He said he's this dwelling place of God. That's why he said, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Anyone that gather any other way, say they shall scatter. That there is only one gatherer, the true God, that wanted to gather the Israelites, and he said they would not allow him. Now he has opened the door to the whole world. Who? The God of the Bible. He says, come, whoever you be, come. Come to who? Come to me, saith the scriptures, that has come into a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but precious. That this stone of Israel, this stone that God laid himself, is precious. Is that hidden treasure which he said is hidden in this world, which if anyone will discover it, he will go and sell everything he has and come and purchase. Come and take it. Because you don't need to pay money. It's free. And so he's saying to us that we should take it freely. We should receive the truth of his word freely. See what he said concerning this city in Isaiah chapter 2, in verse 1 and 2. The word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it or unto it. Jesus says to them that as Moses lifted up the brazen serpent in the wilderness, and then those who look on him were healed, or look on the brazen serpent were healed. Who were they looking on? On the word. The word commanded Moses to tell the people, look on me. So those who obeyed and look on that serpent, on that brass serpent, were healed. It's not that brass serpent that healed them. The word they obey. He says, it shall come to pass that this house of the mountain of God, the mountain of the house of God, shall be exalted, shall be lifted up, shall be advertised and preached among men, that from different nations they shall flow into this city of God, into this house of God, saith the scriptures, that he is going to gather by himself, and that this mountain of the house of God shall be established, because he is the truth. He says to them, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. He is the truth. He is that city of glory where God dwells. As you dwell in yourself, Jesus says that God dwells in him. That is why he says, I have power to lay down my life, power to take it. That he is self-empowered. He is the power of God. He does not need to solicit for power from anywhere else. That the Bible is full of power. That what he says will come to pass. That he is that God. He said, by himself he purged our sins and sat down at the seat of majesty on high. He's not telling us that everyone shall bow to him. That he by himself, who the word, came to gather us. You know that's what he came to do. See Ephesians chapter 1. Let me read from verse 9 and verse 10 of it. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. That's why he says you are come unto this gathering place. Unto the city of the living God. Unto the heavenly Jerusalem. To an innumerable company of holy angels. He said he will gather all into himself. That's why he said be reconciled to your God. To which God? The true God. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he said, when the fullness of times was come, his son was manifested. The word was made flesh. To bring us to himself according to the scripture. That no one knows whom the son is except the father, except the spirit. And no one knows this spirit except the son. And whom the son will reveal him. And that he came to gather us to himself. Who? The spirit of the scriptures came to gather us into Christ. Who is Christ? The word of God. And that this is the city of God. This is where God dwells. So that where he is, we may be there also. Wonderful. That this is all God's plan and purpose. That he wants us to come to the city of God. John saw the city in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 21, hear what it says concerning the city of the living God from verse 1, and I read it to verse 4. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God, out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Are you hearing? He says sorrow passed away, evil gone. How? He said, I saw the heavenly Jerusalem coming out from God. Do you know that every word in the Bible came out of God? That by the inspiration of God, with God the Bible, he says he came down from God. Who? That his holy Bible descended from God. Came from God. John said, I saw this holy city, this heavenly Jerusalem, this dwelling place of God, adorned as a bride for her husband. Who? For the Spirit. That's why he said, this is my beloved Son in whom I well pleased. Who says so? The Holy Spirit that gave us the Bible. Then he said, I heard a voice in heaven saying, the tabernacle of God is now among men. Which tabernacle? The dwelling place of God. Where does God dwell? In his word. And then he says he wiped away all sorrows, all pain, because he is that one that takes away sorrow. John said to them, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. You know the devil brought confusion? He said Jesus is the remover of that confusion. That the natural man brought sorrow and pain to us. But the spiritual man is the Lord from heaven. He is peace. That's why he's called the Prince of Peace, the King of Peace. He said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth do I give, but my own peace. He is our peace. Who? Jesus Christ is our peace. You know, when you believe the word of God, you have made peace with God. That he is the one that brought down the middle world partition. He said that there is only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. That's why he said, come to this mountain, because that's where God is dwelling. When you come to the mountain of God, you meet with God. And then when you meet with God, you have reconciled. You dwell in him, he dwells in you. That this is where God is dwelling. That God dwells in his word. And then he now said, receive me. That as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. That God wants us to dwell in this mountain permanently, forever. That this mountain is the mountain that can never be removed. Don't you see, say heaven and earth pass away, but he said my word cannot pass away. It is that word that was to remain. He says that heaven and earth shall be removed as of things created. And then that which is not created shall remain, that he promised is going to shake the heavens and the earth again. And that this signifying earth, the removing of things that are made, so that the creator will remain. Now what does he say we should do? He said, partake of this divine nature. Receive me. When you receive me, he said, you shall abide forever. As he told Martha, he said, Mary has taken to that thing that will never be taken away from her. Then receive him. Strive to enter in. Let him enter you. There's nothing else needful. That this is the safety city. This is the only city that shall remain. John said he saw that city coming. It's not earthly, it's heavenly. Means it's spiritual city. It is. If it is a natural city, Abraham would have seen it. Abraham would have gone into it. But he says that he was looking for a city that has foundations, permanent foundation, whose builder and maker is God. He said God is the designer and the builder. Designed and built by God. Don't you see? Jesus says that I built my church. The gates of hell cannot prevail against it. He's talking of his word. He says that his word is forever settled in heaven. He has foundation. He said the foundation is God himself. That the foundation of the Bible is God himself. Therefore, enter. Let him enter you. He is that strong tower, which anyone runs into, he shall be saved. That there is not another God coming. That this God has come. He says the tabernacle of God is among men. Jesus says, enter. Because once the master gets up, it's over. There's no opportunity again. That you have hope now. He said the whole world has hope. As he told Noah to tell them, come in. Come into this living ark. It's not like the ark of Noah. This is of God. Noah built that one. But this one, he says Abraham was looking for the one that was built by God himself. It's not man. He told Solomon, what house will you build for me? Heaven is my throne. Earth is my footstool. Are you going to make a house for the Most High God? If I don't have a house, Where have I been dwelling? I have a house. Jesus says it's my Father's house. That my Father's house is me. That God dwells in me, Jesus says. I am the Word of God, whom he sent. That if you believe, you will enter. That everyone that believe, enter in. And they couldn't enter in the wilderness because of unbelief. They did not believe that this is the very Word of God. That they were hearing the very Word of God. That God is talking to us directly from the Bible. That we should receive the Bible as the Word of God indeed. That if you do so, you have entered the city of God. And the city of God has entered you. Don't you see that God so loved us? He didn't want us to be homeless. But he says that the hypocrites, the liars, the sorcerers cannot enter this city. Why? Because of unbelief. For outside that, dogs are sorcerers and everyone that maketh a lie. That they are all liars, Jesus says. He said they are all falsehood, that I am the city. That many Christ, false Christ and false prophet will come. The apostles say we preach Christ, we preach the Bible. To the Jews, he says a stumbling block. To the Greek, this is confusion. You mean we're going to enter this world? He says, yes, you are supposed to enter. So he told them that for 40 years he wanted them to enter the wilderness, they didn't enter. That attend to my word. Give me your heart. I will enter you, you will enter me. Saith the Lord. That he is calling us to the city of deliverance, the city of healing, the city where you enter, you are free. He said, there's no need for sun or moon. There's no gate there. Because the Lord himself is the gate. Don't you see? It's wonderful. It's not what man puts his hand on. He says he is the city where Abraham entered because he believed. He says, enter. I am that place.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.